you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Us or just follow us or both. Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
New cartoon up. Jesus broke into a Pizza Hut. You guys heard that call yet?
No.
Colleen's with us. Colleen, introduce your famous guest we have with us this morning.
Andy Woodhall
is
here. First time here.
First time
finally.
You met Andy,
finally,
right?
Finally, Andy. Mm-hmm. Mike Cronin has been here several times.
Mr. Cronin's been here before with
the two of these guys are buddies, so they're quite obnoxious together.
Yeah, we're good friends.
They know each other.
Okay. So they didn't just toss you together.
No.
I kind of did, and then it just worked out that they're buds.
Oh, that they knew. A lot of people in Cali.
I love it when that happens.
FunnyBoneOmaha.com for just two shows Friday, two shows Saturday, dark on Sunday because of Easter. But Jesus has been busy. Why don't you play a little bit of that clip? Just beginning of that clip, if you can go back and get that for us. But LD put together a new cartoon from yesterday. You can check out on Twitter at TNT Radio Empire on the Facebook page.
Jesus breaks into a Pizza Hut and makes himself a pizza.
Which is, I think, in the scriptures.
Right. And does Jesus call 911 himself?
Yes. Yes, he does.
In the process.
Yeah,
yes,
on the third day, the bread rose again.
That's right. There you go. Who's calling?
Oh, we got a special call.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah. Are you guys familiar with the... in fact, you would have been 100 yesterday. Old Kansas coach Dick Harp?
No.
Well, you might recognize.
No, Mike plays a little Dick Harp, though.
That's why you guys are buddies.
I don't understand the joke.
That's how he gets the opening gigs.
Well, happy belated 100th birthday there, coach.
Good morning, gentlemen.
We have Andy Woodhall here, and do you know Mike Cronin?
I stand behind both those boys.
Okay. Oh, thank you.
Have you seen these boys? Have these boys played with you?
I know the Woodhall boy very well. Has some St. Louis roots, actually.
The Woodhall boy told us, Dick, that you were like a father figure to him.
I appreciate that. I stand behind all my boys, not just the Woodhall boy. Some boys see me as somewhat of a father figure, but I don't mean to step in for anybody's father. I'm a coach.
You're a coach. That's right. Dick is, of course, our buddy Greg Warren. And Greg,
I hate to blow this.
And Greg, when Andy walked in here, he said that you were like a father figure to him. I said, oh, he might not dig that.
Am I that much older than Woodhall?
I don't think you are.
No, not that much. I said mentor first.
Oh, you didn't say mentor.
Mentor. It was very flattering. These guys are twisting my words.
Yeah, a little bit. We said he did say mentor, then father.
You know what? I don't really care for either of them.
Oh, drag me down with him.
I said Woodhall's a decent comic. I'm not taking credit for what he does on stage. I don't want anything to do with that.
He's a decent comic.
No, Woodhull's really, really funny. He's really good.
Where are you at this weekend, Greg?
I'm in St. Louis, Missouri, man.
Oh, so you're just at home. Yeah. Okay, so you're playing there.
Yeah,
playing the club this weekend? Which one?
Yeah, no, I got the week off.
Oh, you took the week off.
You know what? These guys, the St. Louis wrestling officials, have a banquet every year.
Mm-hmm.
And these are all these guys that were all referees when I was a kid, and they all know my dad. And they asked me to do it last year. I'm like, I'm working. And I was like, all right, I promise you guys I'll do it next year. So I blocked this week out, and I did it last night.
So you're doing a bunch of oil check jokes tonight, huh?
It was last night.
Oh, it was? Okay.
You know, guys, there's a lot more to the sport than that. I mean, it seems like Every time we talk about wrestling, it just goes to, you know, tight clothing and sticking your finger. You know, there's a lot more to this.
I know. I like wrestling. You know I do.
But there's a lot of homoerotic stuff that goes with it.
Yeah,
so,
you know, there's
we prefer
not.
To dwell on that.
I mean, if you're getting that, Todd, then that's you, okay?
No. I've seen how they position you. Yeah, you can't argue that one.
It's called doggy.
Yeah.
It's not. It's called the referee's position.
I know. Wink, wink. Well, that's cool. Was that cool to do comedy in front of some old refs that knew you when you were wrestling?
Oh, that was great, man. Yeah. That was great. Yeah. You talk about having a home court advantage, man. It was awesome.
I bet it was.
But my opening line killed, though, because there was like, I don't know, there's like 200 or 300 people there, and there's every referee that has reffed in St. Louis for the last 50 years, either the retired ones and the ones. And my dad was there.
Mm-hmm.
So I go, guys, it's good to be here. During dinner, I just want you to know my dad pointed at each one of you and explained to me how you screwed him in a certain match.
Every one of them.
Every one of them. Yeah, that guy screwed me at state one year.
That is a home court advantage.
You know, if you were truly committed to the Dick Harp character, you'd be at the Final Four this weekend.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
So, I stand behind every one of those boys in the Final Four. Of course, you boys know the Kansas Jayhawks is one of those teams.
They are. That's right. Your team, man. That's your boys, right? The Jayhawks.
By the way, the Dick Harp character does not play nationally. it's exclusive to this show.
Yeah, he might not even talk about
it. I don't know why.
Although, Greg, where were you? You were in Florida somewhere. Somebody yelled out Dick Harp, right?
Wichita, Kansas.
That's right. No,
I was in Florida. Yeah, I was somewhere crazy where they yelled it out.
Yeah, because you were on in Wichita, so I understand somebody yelling it there.
It's a very, very narrow character.
It's the old coach character is what it is.
As is pointed out by Sean O'Brien every turn of the way. How narrow.
No, Gannant is the one that tries to undermine the Dick Harper.
Oh, it was Sean.
After everything I've done for that idiot.
Yes. That's true.
Well, he tries to
sabotage. As narrow as the Dick Harp character is, I think it does have a broader appeal than the everybody loves ramen jokes that can answer to.
Well, it has broad appeal because you're able to pull it off.
Well, thanks, buddy.
So you recommend going to see Andy and Mike this weekend, right? There.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, Cronin's funny too, man. Those guys. That's a really good show.
Yeah. All right, man. When are you coming back? When are we gonna see you? When are you traveling through town?
I don't know, but I mean, I'll get through there one way or the other.
Either way, you call anytime, brother. We appreciate it, man.
Yeah, I got one thing.
Go ahead.
I think you know. I put something on Facebook, and sometimes I put these really stupid jokes on there.
Mm-hmm.
And Todd just weighed in on it. It was like, I go, what was that? I saw this one band a couple of days before St. Patrick's Day several years ago. Mm-hmm. They had a big brass section, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And the joke was the Ides of March, you know.
Right.
March,
oh, that was it. Okay, yeah.
Yeah. So, of course, Everybody writes Ides of March, dude. It's Ides of March. I said which song? Oh, it was they had that song Vehicle. You know?
Yeah, like, yeah.
The group that had that song Vehicle. I saw them a couple of days before St. Patrick's Day several years ago, and everybody. Oh, dude, that's Ides of March. Yeah. Nobody got it, and just Todd just wrote, I think this might be a little heady for this group or something. Like that.
No one recognizes your comedy genius.
Nobody knew what I was going for on that except for Todd. Man.
Everybody's all serious on Facebook.
Oh,
I know
dude, it's Ides of March. Ides of March, Ben. That's who it is. Dude. I'm like, yeah, I know.
Yeah. That was strictly a joke made for guys over 50.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, mentors. That's
mentors. I'm so glad you said that because I didn't understand the joke and I was feeling
Oh, Dick Harp.
Yeah, go, okay, Omaha. Go see the kiddie show this weekend. It'll be great.
Thanks, you, Dick.
Dad.
Thank you, Greg.
See you guys.
See you, all right, see you, buddy.
Greg Warren, funny dude.
A.K.A. Dick Harp.
A.K.A. Dick Harp.
Greg is the best, yeah. You know. And I bet this weekend he's baking cookies with his nieces.
Oh,
he bakes cookies.
Is that a euphemism
that
for
he can't eat? No.
He can't eat cookies?
Because they have gluten.
Oh, he's a gluten.
Oh, I didn't know. Is he?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
he's
you didn't tell us.
Gluten-free.
Yeah.
Oh,
we didn't know.
No, is
that.
He gluten-free? Because that's a cool thing to be,
no.
Or does he actually have an aversion to gluten? Because some people actually do.
Yes, he does.
Yeah, it's really not
he's
the
got
cool,
the aversion.
I don't think it's the cool thing to be.
When I met him, he was still on gluten. He was a completely different guy.
Yeah.
Tough to be around.
He's been full of gluten for years. Craig joined the program. Old Dick Hart chickening.
Tomorrow we'll familiarize you guys with the song Vehicle by the Ides of March.
I'm sure they know that.
Oh, I wonder.
It really is a good song. Yeah. Was on this date in 1848, Niagara Falls stopped flowing for the first time ever.
Frozen, right?
An ice jam.
Yep.
Forced the water to stop.
Completely.
Completely.
That was a cold March.
That's freaking cold, yeah. Man.
Yep. New study finds that a majority of Americans would gladly pay to use a public toilet, assuming it were clean.
I don't know, man. I'm running to the bathroom half the time. What are you going to do? What are you going to bring out with your card?
I'd pay.
Beep, 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 beep. I understand that.
I'd pay.
A private bathroom?
Public, he said.
Well, public, but I mean, but it'd be like one stall and one room.
I suppose.
Yeah. I would need a lot of amenities.
Because you would just wait for somebody to leave the door if it was a really, and just walk in after them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Paying how much? How much we're talking
Yeah, but I think you're paying for it to be clean. You know that it's going to be clean every time.
You don't, yeah, no, but it might
No,
not
that's
be.
The point. You have to know it's clean.
That's why you're paying for it.
Well, I don't go on. I mean, like really, really nasty things. Like,
56 of Americans would willingly pay for a clean public restroom. Now then, the prices. How much would you pay for a clean public restroom?
A buck.
Would you?
I got a buck.
Couple of bucks.
Mm-hmm. Maybe not. If I just had to pee, I don't care if it's dirty.
You're
though.
Talking to a guy.
I don't care.
I don't mind pooping in the woods. I don't really need a clean bathroom.
Or in your
I don't
tent.
Need, if I have to sit down, I want it to be clean. If that's going to happen, but if I'm just pissing in a urinal, then I don't care what it looks like.
45% said that they'd pay a quarter.
Well, there was a day you had to do that.
29% said they'd pay 50 cents.
Are the days of the pay toilet gone? Because they did exist at one time.
The sure. days of the pay toilet are not gone. They were big in the 70s, and now they're big in Europe.
Okay.
And they may be making a comeback here. Just 6% of people said that they'd spend a buck for it.
You'd have a log jam at the Funny Bone bathroom, though, Colin.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Ridiculous. You guys outside with their cards.
Oh. Hey, man. No pun intended, but the log jam there.
No, none at all.
I bought a dollar, I got to poop. Nope.
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 I went to Bonnaroo a couple years in a row. And
how brutal was
did
that?
Did they have restrooms that you could use?
They were nightmares, but you could pay $10 for a shower, and it was the best money I've ever spent.
Well, because I knew a guy that did, I think it was at Coachella, but he also glamped there. Mm-hmm. He spent money for a nice tent and a shower and everything like that, so because he's had some cash on him. But were the public bathrooms at Bonnaroo just brutal?
They were just porta-potties, and they were... $300,000
Yeah,
people.
And if you're there for 3 or 4 days, you're not just peeing.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, man. Mm-hmm. 300 for 300,000 people?
Yeah.
But $10 for the shower?
$10 for the shower.
How long did you get?
As long as you want.
You pee in the shower.
Yeah, there you go.
Poop in the shower, too, for that matter. I just right there, push it down the drain.
And you got to shower by yourself?
By yourself, yeah.
Did you have to share?
But when you...
It was the most $10, it was best $10 you ever spent.
Best $10 I ever spent.
Could you shower with other people? How much to shower with someone else?
Yeah.
Oh, I would do a discount if I could shower with other people.
Dude, you want to split this?
Yeah.
$5.
Turn around and wash my back.
We go in a big trench coat. So
we do that at truck stops all the time.
Yeah. Truck stop shower.
Ask a trucker if he wants to split the cost of
Four
a shower.
Is the max so far.
Four is the max. Yep. Yeah, it'd be brutal.
70% of respondents could recall at least one substandard restroom experience. 42% they had an experience like that in just the last 2 months.
I don't really hang out at... Well, airports are usually fairly okay, though. I mean, they're crowded. That's a problem because everybody's got to... You guys fly enough. Everybody's got to poop. And
oh, Starbucks would double their money.
Oh, Starbucks is pretty clean?
Are they?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I've had some bad experiences in Chinese restaurants. They seem to have the worst restrooms.
Really?
I don't know. Maybe it's just me.
After you destroy it.
Maybe
that's a mess in there.
This is before I even got into destroying it.
I wouldn't pay for it.
Porta potties are bad enough. If better than a porta potty, I'm fine.
Yeah, better than a porta potty. Right. A clean place to go.
Because I'm always asked at sporting events, you know, my kids are playing sports, and my wife will go, "What's the porta potty like?" Because I'll go in there and I go, "You know what? I don't want to look down, but I usually have to do it for her." I say, "Well, there's a good burg going on in there, so I would just say no." And then these women just hold it for the whole game.
What's the board about it like? It's nice. It's really nice.
I actually have to say that to her. I say, like, well, you know, it must be fairly new because it's fairly clean.
But it's got a plastic lock.
Get in there now. It's a 3-day tournament.
If it's disgusting, will they drive to a nearby
convenience store? Oh, they will leave. Oh, yeah. My wife will hop in a car and go to McDonald's or something because a woman, Colleen, a porta potty, you got to sit and you don't want to sit.
No.
Guys don't want to sit in a porta potty.
No.
This porta potty is so nice. Take a book. You're going to have time in this one. Oh, man.
Ask for a shower while you're there.
Come in the porta potty and give me a shower. You might get busted for that, Craig.
I may get in trouble for telling this story, but what the hell?
What?
Like, first summer, my wife and I were dating. We were at a radio station event at an outdoor venue.
Right.
There was a concert going on.
Mm-hmm.
She went to use the porta potty and tried to hover.
Oh.
Didn't want to sit down, tried to hover.
And they're high anyway.
Well, she slipped.
Oh. I was going to say, they're a little slippery.
Onto the ground.
I don't know how far she fell, but she ripped her shorts in the slippage. Right at the zipper. It ripped like right along the zipper of the shorts.
You were getting something.
And literally, we'd been dating for 2 or 3 months.
Okay.
And so she comes out and she tells me about this. I end up going into the radio station van, digging around to find some cheap T-shirt. It was long enough that would hang down.
Hang your pants of shorts, really?
Hang down and cover up. She still has that T-shirt, by the way.
Yeah.
And you.
Yeah.
I think we actually found like some cheap. Like,
and you.
Like buttons.
Boy,
or something.
There was some disdain there.
You should have seen her face.
Poor Crystal.
And you. Look at you.
She's Bonner, I can't imagine tired ass. How bad a Bonner was. You had to go to bed. You had to poop, right? Three days, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Guys can power through. It's still disgusting. Yeah.
Three days. What's that, like 12 poops for you?
Yeah.
So you do travel together.
Yeah, I was like, wow, this isn't a music festival. This is a poop festival. That has music playing in the background.
Now, did you get the VIP treatment? At Bonnaroo, obviously.
No, he was just there. He was there as a fan. He was there as a fan.
So how long do you sit in traffic? I've heard horror stories about Bonnaroo traffic.
My ex-girlfriend was a sign language interpreter, and she would go and interpret the shows.
So she had passes. You get back. You go the back way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, got it.
Okay, so you don't have to sit on Interstate 65 for hours.
No.
And get you in there.
Yeah.
New Jersey man 30 pounds lighter after discovering that his beer belly was actually a massive tumor.
A lot of guys would pray for that.
That'd be great.
Cool. It wasn't the bud.
Kevin Daly convinced the medical community to perform a CAT scan on him when he lost weight after having open heart surgery, but his gut did not go away.
Oh.
A CAT scan revealed a beach ball sized cancerous tumor.
And it was totally... like perfectly round, like a beer belly is?
That developed in fat cells of soft tissue, making it tough to diagnose.
And this was after he had heart surgery.
Yes. Apparently, his surgeons say, had he not been able to convince the doctors to take an extra gander with the CAT scan, he could have easily passed away.
The doctors weren't believing him. Yeah, dude, it's a beer belly. Chill out. That's why.
Right.
Yeah. We're not going to pay for that. You're still... there are a lot of skinny guys with beer bellies out there.
So in this instance, he's fortunate to have had heart surgery, or they wouldn't have discovered this.
Well, him pestering him did.
Right, because he was losing weight, but not his gut. I hate that.
Well, I wonder how hard he really had to pester them.
I know.
I feel like every time I've been to the doctor, they don't push back too hard.
No, they don't. Yeah.
Like I think I need some extra expensive
tests.
Well,
maybe they kept telling him, quit drinking beer. I'm not drinking the beer. Of course you're not.
Yeah, that's it. That's exactly what happened.
Yeah, of course you're not. An Indian man, a man from India, is in police custody after allegedly stealing one of his wife's kidneys. To serve as a dowry.
She wake up in a Vegas ice tub? What? How'd this happen?
Vegas?
That's for the hooker.
This is a man from India.
That's the hooker story.
That's the urban legend stuff.
I'm telling you. An aunt knew that.
They harvest your organ.
You get a hooker and you pass out. And you wake up in a tub of ice with your kidney missing. That's happened.
I've always thought it was
we'll get an email of that.
Polite of the urban legend folks to make up the tub full of ice.
Yep.
because that's a lot of trouble.
Plus, if we keep it keeps you alive.
To go fill the tub with
kill
ice.
A guy. You just want to take his...
Maybe that's what they were after with Corey Feldman.
That's right. Maybe that. When they nicked him.
Right in the kidney.
I wouldn't mind as long as they leave me in a nice bathroom. Like one of these $10
Oh, I would
bathrooms.
Pay to sleep in it.
Yeah. Well, she didn't know.
How do you get the kidney?
They took it right out. She
was in surgery for something else.
Yeah.
And he paid
They told her that she needed immediate surgery for appendicitis. Mm-hmm. So the next day she was operated on. Months later, while visiting family, she developed lower back pain, visited a hospital where an ultrasound showed that she had an infection in her kidney.
The one.
And realized that, oh, you don't have two.
Then she looked at her husband and said, What'd you do?
Wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
Wait a minute. But I remember now.
You still have an appendix.
She said she then understood why her husband implored her to keep quiet about the surgery. He sold the kidney because the family could not meet his demand for dowry.
Man, not good news out of India. Dr. Mina's going to hate this one.
Yes.
You know?
Dr. Mina checked in this morning.
Did she?
Yeah. It's about Easter for heathens.
Okay.
You know, like we always need the explanation from her for a Hindu holiday.
Right, right, right.
And we always need a Jewish person to explain Jewish holidays to us every year. Mm-hmm. We're supposed to explain Easter to her.
Do the secular Easter, candy for the kids and eat some ham, and that's it.
Well, here's what she's got.
I've been doing secular Easter my whole life.
Based on notes from prior years, this is what I have so far.
Got it.
The days of the week prior to Easter have special names. Mm-hmm. It is a floating holiday where a dead man, some kind of lord, rose up like a zombie. Mm-hmm. But some people,
that happened.
Tyler especially, do not recognize your risen lord. And then the Easter bunny appears with candy and everyone is happy, except you have to spend time with your family.
That's the worst part.
Right. May I remind you that my heathen children's understanding of Easter depends on the information I can pass on to them. So please continue to ensure this level of accuracy for my... And their continuing education.
I don't think my family was really heathen. I mean, I am, but it was just what we had.
Yeah, you're all heathen.
We had Easter candy, and we ate Easter dinner, and that was it. There was never any church involved. Nobody prayed.
Yeah. You didn't get dragged to the sunrise services.
No, none of that crap.
And you didn't recognize the risen Lord?
There's 1,000 churches.
Then you're a heathen.
There's 1,000 churches in my town. How about I was just non-religious? I've told this story a zillion times. People don't wear it on their sleeve as much on the East Coast as they do in the Midwest.
Because they're a bunch of damn heathens.
No, because
like yourself.
They move on with their lives.
They have something to do?
They don't shove it in people's faces. The Midwest does sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
I don't think there are any churches. I don't recall seeing any churches.
Every block in my hometown is a freaking church.
I lived in Pennsylvania. I didn't notice.
Yeah, it's not really exactly New York. Yeah. There's a church every block. So that's it. Candy, ham, go to bed.
I remember when I was young in Sunday school, around Easter, we all got these Easter eggs in Sunday school, and we opened them. We were very excited to get candy, and they were empty.
Really?
And the lesson was, it was empty, like... the tomb when they went to find Jesus and he had risen.
What? Crap, are you kidding me? Right?
Really?
You know what you should have said?
What better way to
No,
Jesus.
You shouldn't say that. Suck at Jesus.
No, you really shouldn't say that.
Suck at Jesus.
Don't say that. That's bad. Anyone that's ever said that is a horrible person.
It's his voice. You can tell that. Isn't that weird how he says that? He could throw his voice. He's Jeff Dunham.
Suck at Jesus.
Yeah, that's me.
Only he's funny.
Only Craig's funny, exactly. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Dreaming of starting your own podcast? Make it a reality with the Movo Pod Kit, the podcast bundle designed for aspiring podcasters ready to share their voice with the world. The Pod Kit is equipped with everything you'll need to sound like a pro while being backed by a one-year warranty with a U.S.-based support team. Start your podcasting journey today with the Movo Pod Kit. And let the world hear your story. Movo, creators wanted.